嘿、hey, 大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。我们在看电影的时候，不知道大家有没有质疑过电影中那些夸张的场景，比如说一翻车就准会爆炸之类的。那么今天呢， Alan 就要和我们的美国朋友 TJ 一起来揭秘大片中那些根本不科学的场景。 So, Mr. Movie Buff,、
yeah.
see any good ones lately?
Movies?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I saw the、Jungle Book.
Okay, TJ 最近看了一个奇幻森林这样一部电影，也正在中国上映啊。That's awesome, but you know, movies tend to exaggerate a lot, you know. Give me some examples of this exaggeration, all right?
In the movie The Jungle Book, the animals, I gotta tell you, hate to break it to you, but animals don't really talk, Alan.
他不想剧透，但是他想说的是这在这个里面动物都不能说话。哎，好像听出来一点什么了啊，我得思考一下。 I mean things like
I guess realistic things.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you an example. Firstly, you know how like in movies, whenever someone wants to make something blow up, they、
yep.
always shoot a propane tank、
mm-hmm.
and you know things explode in a huge fireball.
Okay, 他说在电影里面有时候我们想使什么东西爆炸的时候，你就会使用这个丙烷的燃烧弹，然后就会燃起一个砰熊熊的一个火球。 Yeah, like in the 007 movie.
Yeah, that would never happen. You don't believe me?
What? Of、yeah. course I don't believe you.
Well, check out our official Weibo. There's a video of a guy shooting a propane tank with a high-powered rifle and it doesn't explode.
好，我们会在我们的新浪微博，我们的官方新浪微博早安英文放上关于一个爆炸的视频，很有趣的视频，如果你感兴趣的话欢迎过来围观。
Speaking of explosions, you always see guys walking away from explosions.
Well, you know, cool guy don't look at explosions.
Well, neither do mortal ones.
我们之前讲过一期节目，就是讲很多电影里面那种很帅气的人会直视前方，背后在爆炸，他们一点事儿都没有，但是这个是不科学的。
And you know, it's not always the explosion that'll kill you. It's what's flying in the friggin' air as a result.
其实如果你科学的去思考分析这个问题的话，其实不仅是说那个爆炸，那些弹片会使你死亡，哪怕那个有毒的气体也会让你不行的。
Not to mention, that noise is going to blow out your eardrums.
True. 而且他还讲到了当时巨大的爆炸声也会击穿你的耳膜，所以说电影里面很多画面都是不真实的。今天呢， Alan 和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的话题是美国大片中那些夸张过头的场景。如果你想在我们的公众微信号评论专区和我以及 TJ 一起来互动，或者你想获得更多的英文学习笔记的话，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文。有时候电影里面会出现很多的 bug 场景，就说实在是太假了，但是如果你没有背景知识或者说你不懂的话，你可能也察觉不出来。 What do you think is the most exaggerated scene that you can bear?
You know what I always see in movies? It's when a guy is knocked unconscious and he wakes up later tied to a chair or something.
我们看电影啊，经常会有一些你不能忍受的 bug 场景，说你觉得太假了，但对每个人来说可能这个 bug 场景是不一样的。有一些你觉得很酷你没有发现破绽的地方，可能真的是在另外一些人来看真的是太夸张了。 DJ, what do you think is the most exaggerated scene that you can bear?
Well, you know what I always see in movies is when a guy is knocked unconscious and he wakes up later tied to a chair or something.
TJ 讲他觉得最不能忍受的是一个人被击昏了以后，然后好多小时以后醒来，可能是被绑在一个椅子上，或者说被站立着绑着，他觉得这个是他不能接受的。 Why?
Well, here's the thing about that. If you get knocked out for more than 5 minutes、
mm-hmm.
you probably got a concussion or your brain is bleeding or something.
Okay, 他说如果你在被击昏了以后五分钟还没有醒来，你可能就会有脑震荡，或者说大脑就会出血。所以说 ，That's why, right?
Yeah, well, in some movies, they'll show guys waking up hours later. You know, whatever.
It happens in every movie.
Yeah, that's crazy. A guy will get knocked out in the morning, wake up at night. No, that guy would not be walking or talking or living. He'd be friggin' dead.
如果一个人正常的话，他在好多小时以后醒来会被击昏的情况下，不是说睡着了，击昏的情况下，可能过了10个小时、20个小时以后醒来，别说走路了，他也说不了话，甚至他已经死亡了。 那么 TJ 为什么在发现了电影中这么多 bug 之后还会是一个电影迷呢？ So do you hate these unrealistic exaggerations in the movies?
Well, no, of course not. I mean, if you're the kind of person that needs your facts from movies, you're an idiot. Go read a damn book. Movies are meant to entertain us.
Okay, 他说没有关系啊，我并不是要去这电影里面学知识的，只是说电影是娱乐我们的一个产物而已。
I mean, don't you hate those kinds of people that want to get all smart and tell you all the mistakes a movie is making?
A lot of them. 就是有一类人啊，在看电影的时候老是喜欢显得自己有知识，说哎，这里有一个问题，那里有一个 bug.
I'll give you an example. You ladies out there listening will know the movie Twilight. You know,
很多人可能会知道这样一个电影啊，《暮光之城》。
Well, there's a part where the vampire runs at the girl like 200 miles an hour to pull her out of the way of a speeding car.
然后这个里面的 vampire 这个吸血鬼会 突然冲过来，然后抓着200公里的这个速度，每小时的速度，然后抓女孩，然后就飞走了。
But you'll always have this one guy that says, you know, if she was actually grabbed at that speed, her bones would be broken.
然后会有一些 A-hole 会这么去说，说嘿嘿那么快的速度，她的这个那女孩她肋骨都会被你勒一段啊。
I'm always thinkingThere's freaking vampires in the movie. I'm pretty sure the makers aren't worried about the reality of things here.
然后这个 TJ 的内心独白是，这是吸血鬼啊，这个制片人他才没想这一部分，说一定要已经吸血鬼了，还有什么现实存在啊。
I mean, if you can accept, okay, there's vampires, okay, there's werewolves. Oh, but he took her out of the way at a great speed. No, can't do. No, that's not. No. It's stupid. So guys, you know, there's going to be a lot of bullshit in movies, but don't take it so seriously. You know, things are just meant to entertain us. That's it.
电影里面有很多的 bullshit， 有很多东西你觉得不科学，然后匪夷所思 bug， 很多让你接受不了的东西，但是又怎么样呢？不要太过于认真，开心就好，是不是？好了，今天的节目差不多就到这里了。